Lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So let me find my spot here. Okay, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Sloan?
Here.
I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant.
Let's rephrase that. Commissioner Sloan?
Here.
Commissioner Voss?
Here.
Chairman Martinez?
Here.
And Commissioners McKenzie and Whitmore are excused tonight.
Okay, so now we go to our minutes, and I left my paperwork, so there was a comment I had. This is the minutes of February 6. Let me see if I can find it here.
So on the agenda, it just says the February 20th minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking at the minutes that were attached, and there was a comment that I made. It's on agenda packet page 6, second paragraph from the bottom. He questioned if the developer would consider single-story only homes on the boundary transition between the two subdivisions. He also questioned whether the 40% lot coverage could be limited to the single-story. Hang on one sec. Let's see. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Then it says Marcus LaDuca, the following paragraph, stated that they would be okay with the homes bordering Crown Point being no more than 50% two-story. And I think it's supposed to be 35% for two-story and 40% for single-story.
Actually, what he was saying or what we took away from that was that no more than 50% of the homes in that area.
Okay.
So.
Along the border there?
Along the
right,
border.
No more than 50%
of
the lots. You're right.
12 lots, six of them could be single story.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I just read it the wrong way. All right, then any other comments or questions on the minutes?
I'm here.
Okay. With that said, I think they're approved. And now we are agenda item 5, correspondence. Any correspondence, staff?
Not tonight.
Okay. Item 6, citizens addressing the commission on non-agenda items. So if there's anyone from the public who wishes to address the commission on items not on tonight's agenda, now would be the time. Certainly come up, sir.
Well, like this first time I've been here, so I'm not sure what the...
No problem. If you could just come here to the microphone, make sure that there's a little red light. If not, push that button that'll turn on your microphone.
There is no button anymore.
There's
they
no
changed it out. It's supposed to be on all the time.
Okay.
So does it work?
There
it
you
is.
Go.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. My name is Brent. I've lived here since 92, and I was just wondering what possible development procedures might be in place for Pacific Street. I know 10 years ago they were talking about doing a downtown Rockland development, you know, with commercial buildings and loft concepts and all this other stuff, and if anything like that is in the future or it's pretty much just going to stay like it is.
Sure. Brett, you want to take a stab at that?
The plan you're referring to was never actually adopted. It envisioned mixed use with second and third story residential, and ultimately, especially in light of the recession that hit, proved to be a little overly ambitious for the development community, and the city had no funds to make it happen. So that plan went away. The city is now working to incrementally improve that stretch of the city. As you know, the Quarry Park project is happening in the
right
back here. We have a number of other projects that has generated interest in coming to this part of town, and so we're looking at more incremental improvements. Also, you may be aware that the city recently adopted several architectural districts. One of them is the Quarry District that is primarily centered on Pacific Street that establishes architectural themes and standards. So all new development in that area will conform to that architectural standard to help create a more sense of place there. So we're going on a more low-key, incremental approach than was previously envisioned. But there are things in the works, but it's not a grand plan like that former one.
With this plan, though, I mean, you're talking about filling in blocks where there's nothing there right now. So
correct.
Nothing concerning the houses that are already there being taken out and something replacing them, or?
City's currently doing a code enforcement sweep to try and get things that are in bad shape improved or removed. I can't tell you what things owners will choose to do to what particular structure. There isn't an overreaching plan for removal of any particular structures or their replacement. But again, we're looking at incremental. As the project in the area comes up and it becomes more economically viable, we anticipate that a lot of the older, less desirable structures will come down and be replaced. So, again, it's not an overall plan that says this will happen there. It's more driven by the development community.
Do you have a proposal or anything of what particular areas? Because I have a house on Pacific Street right past Rubino's. It's one of the older, you know, that's been there since, like, 1925. And do you have something that targets specific areas where you're actually looking to, you know, do this zoning enforcement and all this stuff? Or
if the code and compliance officers haven't already contacted you, you're probably in good shape. They've
okay.
been working this for a while now. And there, again, there is not a plan for every individual lot. It would be when you, as the owner, were approached by a developer or chose to put your property on the market and then see what would happen with it, who would choose to do what.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you want to talk further, please come by our office anytime during the week, and we can chat more casually.
Okay, yeah, I was there this morning, and that's how I found out about tonight, you know, and I was just, they
yeah,
didn't really.
I was just going to suggest, you know, the planning department's office is probably, you know, better able to kind of sit down with you, look at maps, maybe get a little bit more specific, you know, versus this format.
Right.
But certainly no problem coming up and bringing up the question. I just think if you want to kind of sit down and go in a little bit more depth, you'll probably want to just sit down with staff and make an arrangement to meet with staff sometime to
okay.
understand
okay.
more.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Seeing none, that will take us to our first public hearing item, agenda item 7. Rockland 60 General Development Plan, Second Amendment, General Development Plan Amendment, PDG 2018-0001. And maybe before we have a staff presentation, if it's all right with the other commissioners, I could just see waiving this staff presentation. It was just an inadvertent omission of some language that was not intended to be deleted in any way. Is that all right with the commissioners?
No, that's fine.
With that, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
We still need to open the public hearing
okay.
and ask for comments. We can waive the staff presentation, but we still have to have the public
Absolutely.
Hearing opportunity.
Thank you. So with that said, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this agenda item? Seeing none, then we'll close the public hearing, and we'll waive commission deliberation and entertain a motion.
So I will move to approve the Rockland 60 General Development Plan. I'm sorry. Let me back up here. I will move to approve items 7, A, and B as they are written.
I will second that.
Motion and second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none. Item passes. And that takes us to public hearing item 8 on the agenda, Pacific Tech Park Land Use Modification, General Plan Amendment GPA 2017-0006, Rezone Z 2017-0008, and General Development Plan Amendment PDG 2017-0006. We have a staff presentation.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, did I get the button? Okay, I did. Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. Dara Dunworth, Planning Division. This particular item is a request for land use modifications at the existing Pacific Tech Park. It concludes a request for a general plan amendment, a general development plan. I'm sorry, general development. plan amendment, excuse me, and a rezone to change the land use of approximately 2 acres within the center. And the land use request is to, excuse me, change from business professional to light industrial. A mitigated negative declaration was prepared and approved as part of the consideration of the original Pacific Tech Park project, and it evaluated the potential environmental impacts of the development of the site. For this project, an analysis of the proposed land use modifications was prepared to determine if further environmental review would be necessary. That analysis resulted in a determination that the Pacific Tech Park land use modification project does not result in any new or significantly greater environmental impacts beyond those that were previously identified, and therefore no further environmental review is necessary. Attachment 1 of your staff report is the complete analysis. The three interior parcels, as shown on the general plan amendment exhibit on this slide, that have the business professional zoning are proposed to have their land use designation changed from retail commercial to light industrial and the accompanying PDLI zoning. The light industrial general plan designation is intended to provide areas for restricted, non-intensive manufacturing and storage facilities which do not have significant detrimental effects upon immediately surrounding properties or the general environment of the planning area. The requested change would increase the existing area that is already designated light industrial within the Pacific Tech Park from approximately 2.45 acres to 4.45 acres. The accompanying general development plan amendment and rezone the general development plan amendment would replace and supersede the previously approved Ordinance 923. The list of uses for the PDLI zone is proposed to be amended to include professional office, medical offices, and clinics and urgent care as a permitted use. No other changes to the existing PDLI uses or development standards within the general development plan are proposed. Staff believes that the requested change will provide potential tenants greater flexibility and would not result in any new uses that are not currently permitted by the existing business professional zoning. In your packet, a listing of the proposed permitted, conditionally permitted, and prohibited land uses for the PDLI zone is included in the draft resolution recommending approval of the rezone and the general development plan amendment, and an underline and strikeout version to show you the changes is provided as attachment 2 to the staff report. With that, may I answer any questions?
No. I just have one quick question. On the light industrial zone, is that all uses are required to be within the building? Like no yard, no...
Yes, I believe it says that anything outside needs a use permit.
Okay. And the arrangement of the buildings as originally contemplated in the design review is not on the table with this tonight, right? Just the zoning change.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I have no further questions. Is there someone from the applicant's representative who wishes to speak? Certainly come on up. And if you have anything to say or... this is your opportunity. No. You don't have to. This is an opportunity for you to address the commission if you have any questions or anything.
Do you have any questions or any concerns that we could address?
Any questions from the commission? No, I don't have any. Thank you. So at this time, we'll open it to the public for any comments or questions. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the commission for deliberation.
I feel ready to make a motion.
Absolutely.
If you're ready to receive it.
Sure.
I would like to move item 8A and B as written.
And I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? None. You have your... actually, this is a recommendation to the council, so one step down. Thank you very much. Let me roll back to the top of the agenda here. For the end of it. Sorry. So, pardon me?
You got it?
Yeah, it was sticking. Sorry. All right. I got it now. Sorry. Actually, did I go by it? Sorry. Oh, I was on the minutes of the following. I'm sorry. So, 9, non-public hearing items, informational items and presentations. Anything
staff
from staff?
Has none.
Okay. And reports and discussion items from planning commissioners. Anything to report? No? All right. Reports from city staff.
Again, nothing.
Nothing. So at this time, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Nice job.
Not bad.